Really good. Now, everyone at the gym, we have 12 fighters from our own gym taking part. It's our home show, like, but it's also the biggest show in the country, like, and every main fighter in the country wants to get on it as well and wants to be a part of it. And I think everyone main lad in the country has made their name or got the highlight reel shot out of the show, either win or lose. Like, they're always, everyone steps up the game for the show, like, because it's internationally known as well, like.
There's a massive buzz about Cage Kings, right? It's just the Muay Thai with the Thai glo- or the MMA gloves is the exciting part of it.
Yeah, well, they're just for the main event. So we have the Cage Kings titles. They're only just for, you could say, the best of the lads out there, or the lads who really want to compete that way, like, you know. So they'll wear the MMA style gloves, and it's in the cage environment. Slightly different for them in the cage. Originally, the idea, the Cage Kings was, especially for Cork and Munster, there was an awful lot of people on, and they really liked MMA fighters. They really liked the big scale of our shows in Syama's, and a lot of local MMA fighters came, and they wanted to be on the shows. And so we put that concept together, but now we've just ended up with Thai on it again, like, you know. So, but our main fights will be the Cage Kings fights, in the MMA gloves, and as people have seen before, like, they're full on action,
Yeah,
like, you
it's
know.
brilliant, absolutely brilliant. As if you don't have enough to do with organising the show, you're stepping into the cage this time yourself.
I am, yeah. Like, I've like anyone fighting, I've always wanted to do it. Like, and even when it came along with the concept first day, it's been done internationally. I wanted to do it then. I just wanted to do it, injuries and stuff at the time, and just organising the whole thing, and you're bringing international fighters and all that. So this time I get to step in. I stepped into one or two shows recently, but they were all sort of like, I don't want to say making up the numbers, but that's essentially
Kind
what
of
I was
last
doing,
minute
fighting
replacements
heavier,
again,
and
yeah.
the lads didn't have fights. So like, I'm always competitive in the gym with the lads anyway, like, you know. I've a lot of top tier lads, Irish wise and even international wise, and I mix with them, and I'd be some of their main sparring partners, and I do a lot of the road work and work with them. So this time, rather than just being jumping in at 3 weeks and not saying give it a go, I didn't want to win, like, but I've done a full camp for this one. And in the last fight I did, I'm rematching Aaron Brown. We did five rounds the last
That
time.
was a war, was it?
It was a tough fight, and like, it was
Elbows, elbows, elbows.
yeah, like, that's the way I fought a lot of fights during my thing. Like, it was a lot of elbows, a lot of heavy shots. Mightn't be the most graceful performance ever out of me or whatever, like, but when you're fighting a guy like Aaron Brown, he's constantly coming at you. That's his bread and butter stuff. He's all over. He's coming at you, and even I did hit him with shots. But the thing about that fight for me was, I burst my eardrum round one, very very soon into the start of the round, and I was, like I say, I was very disorientated through it, but sort of surviving on instinct, and didn't really know what was happening the whole way through. And the lads were asking me, "Are you all right?" And I was going grand and grand, and they knew, we knew the eardrum was gone, because I could. When I get the shot, like, you can just, it's just a whistle through the air, and I don't know, anyone who's experienced it before will understand, like, it puts you totally off your form. But I can tell you, I'm on form anyway for this weekend anyway.
So you're better prepared, fitter for this
Yeah,
fight.
100%. Yeah, I'm fitter, and again, I done all my fighting career through, you could say, welterweight and super welterweight fighting back then. The odd one I think I did in Holland years ago at 69 kgs. So this time, when I stepped in last time, I fought a 70 kg fight. This time, I'm ready for that fight, and I'm ready to go, like, you know.
How are you finding the MMA gloves?
Essentially, I just train in the boxing gloves anyway. I just keep banging away, and I've tried the MMA gloves on the pads a few times. A little bit uncomfortable at first, just a diff bit different or a bit smaller. I'll be grand, and there's no problems, no big deal with me, like, you know.
All right, I'm looking forward to seeing that one on the night. What else do we have on Saturday night?
Well, we've the usual suspects coming out from our own gym. We have Owen McCarthy will defend his Cage Kings title. He won that in with a fantastic fight with Domi Kelly. That was in Neptune a year and a half ago.
Jeez, a
Conor
year and a half
McGregor was
ago.
actually there. Conor McGregor was on his feet the whole thing. He was up
That was brilliant.
slamming the back,
Is that a year
slapping
and a
the
half ago?
yeah, well,
Jesus.
October
15.
2015,
My
is it?
God. Time
Yeah.
is flying, kid.
It is flying. And on at a fierce fight that night, like, he got dropped, he got up, and
That was brilliant.
he fought hard against Domi, and Domi's very tricky, he's very skillful. Owen does what he does best. He plugged forward, and Domi hurt his leg at one point, and he couldn't continue later on in the third round. But Owen is on as far Cage Kings a few times now. Like he's be sure he's on every show practically. Like he's had the most appearance of anyone.
He's like your right hand man at this point, isn't he?
He is. Like, you know, you can be fairly sure Mac will turn up for all of them. Like he was restricted work in the run up to this there now a small bit, but he's been back there now and he's been on a full camp again and he's ready to go and he's ready to defend his title against a very sharp fighter from Dublin in Scotty John. And then hopefully he'll be okay, and because he fights again 2 weeks later in Manchester, same thing again, Cage Kings in Manchester.
Yeah, so he's being kept busy, so.
He is, yeah. And then you have Wayne Cambridge is up, and Wayne is always, using the old cliche war all the time, but the man is always in a war, like, and he's it's back and forth him the whole time. He fights a very, very tough fella who gets well recognised for being extremely tough fighter in
never
Liam
a dull
McGill.
Fight.
Liam McGill from Limerick, again, all I have to do is look back and one or two, type in the name Liam McGill versus anyone or Wayne Cambridge, you'll see him, it's back and forth. And then you have Ryan, who's on an international fight. Ryan Sheen, well known in the Cork area, well known in Ireland, well known internationally in Thai boxing at this stage, picked up a world title last October. He's going to take on a tough opponent from Spain, big international European fight. It's going to take place in the cage with normal boxing gloves, over 5 trees, A-class rules. So you're going to get a high pedigree Muay Thai fight over the 5 trees as well on the night, on top of everything else, as well as us boys who go for the the banging and driving the shots into each other, like, you know.
Now, it's been fascinating watching Ryan's development into becoming essentially a superstar of the sport over the last couple of years.
Absolutely, he's really grown the whole way through. I suppose he started off as a junior, as everyone does, and then he started doing international junior events, picking up the wins there. He's international junior world titles at a high level from America, and he went on to fight in France, Holland. He went to Japan, high level Muay Thai A-class fights, and then he picked up a world title here at home and a European title last year. So he's progressing all the time, and I can say this year is going to be a big, big year for Ryan. On top of all the years he's had all the time, progressing all the time, but believe me, he's been watched by a lot of people and a lot of big promotions. So you're not just dealing with one thing here, you're dealing with, you want to be on the big promotions that are offering the big things and get on all of them. And Ryan's been really, he's been watched by all these people. Like, yeah, you know.
We'll hear from Ryan and we'll hear from Owen very, very shortly indeed. What else do we have on the card?
There's the big lineup of Cork lads on it, from Selection Gym, Samson have some good young lads on it, Seamus Cogan and John Kelly's Spartan Gym have fighters on it. They're all going to be against fighters from around the country, from Courage Gym, fighters from Dublin, Galway, big selection, as I said, all the main lads, Belfast, all the main lads from around the country, and the top level guys want to compete against each other on this. So going in for a big night of action, and sometimes those fights are actually just fights that steal the show, the lad, the up and coming lads, because they're really, really good, like, you know,
and they want to put on a show as well.
They do want to put on a show, and it really brings out the best in guys on the night, like, you know, they really perform up there.
Are tickets available from the fighters, available from Sion Warriors?
They're with all the fighters, they're with up at any of the gym, Sion Warriors. We are up there every weeknight or in the mornings, anyone who's popping, we have the tickets there, and they get them off any of the fighters, and they'll be able to get them on the door as well but the main front row seats and cage side seats, they will sell out if they need them in advance.
And we're giving away tickets on this evening's show. Just text your name and the word Sion Warriors to 0868104106 and we'll do a draw just before 7 o'clock, before we hand you over to Alan Donovan for Green on Red. Not going to ask you if you're going to get the win, because I assume you are next Saturday, but are you looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to the fight, like, things are, as I say, like, you know, I took on a real hard fight, like, and a guy who just does not stop coming, and I don't mind that, like, I'd rather be in a fight like that, trying to guess a guy what he's going to do, like, but we didn't stop hitting each other. Anyone has to see just the promos is just shot for shot, like, and the promos up on Sion Warriors page, and it's not holding back. You're not padded up in the sport, like, so it's elbow after elbow. You're walking out of there. Well, I walked out of there anyway with about 14 stitches. And
I saw the photograph.
And Aaron said he was all banged up afterwards, as well as air and all that. So between the two of us, we're probably half deaf after. But certainly looking forward to my first time being there on a Cage Kings event and in the cage. And I hope to get that win on my record and it finish up.
And it's your age as well, in your late 40s as well. It's like so much.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that to me about late 40s, all right, like, but I can assure them I'm 27, sort of. And yeah, that's it. Like, you know, the time is slightly against me approaching my 30s now, my 30th birthday party. So I'm gonna be. This could be it. It may not be it. This could be the final hurrah. We see. I say that every year. We see.
Well, if it is, Martin, it's been a pleasure watching you fight. Thanks very much for coming in.
Cheers. Thanks, Roy. Thanks.
All right, we're just 6 days away from Cage Kings at Neptune Stadium, joined by our good friends Ryan Sheehan and Owen Mack. Boys, how are you?
Oh, we've been good.
All night, start with yourself. Tell us who you're fighting next Saturday night.
I'm fighting Scotty John from Origins Gym above in Dublin, where it used to be Bridgestone, changed the name there recently. Good high quality gym. I was a good strong fighter, a couple of good Irish champions all around the place, so guaranteed to be a good fight, really.
Have you fought him before?
No, this will be my first time now. First of us fought each other. I've seen him fight a couple of times. He's had a good few fights. His last outing, I think, was against Chris Shaw, English number one. He didn't really get going against Chris stopped him early, but I know I heard from other people he's a good tough fighter, strong, great kicker, well able to keep people off, and like I said, he's a good strong opponent, so I'm looking forward to it.
That's the best of the best, really, in Saturday night.
Hoping for, yeah, really. Like I was unlucky in my last outing with Mickey stopped me well early in the second round, so I'm out trying to prove something here now again that I deserve to have that belt and it's mine and it's around my waist and it's going to stay there. Like,
yeah, is there a bit of pressure as defending champion heading into a fight like this?
Always, yeah. Like, you know, cause, like I was saying there, like I'm holding the belt at the moment, I have it, and it's up to me to hold on to it. Scotty's going to be coming down looking to take it, bring it back to Dublin, and that's not going to happen. Like.
It's back in the MMA gloves as well. Martin must tell me it's a year and a half since that fight with Dommy. It doesn't feel like a year and a half.
Yeah, if you see yesterday.
It does, doesn't it? Time is flying.
Yeah, it was a great Scott and right, myself and Dommy. That was brilliant. Yeah, you know, it really lifted the roof off Neptune that night, the two of us. He put me down, I put him down. Everyone was up on their feet for it. Even Conor McGregor was down, he was up on his feet for it. So it was a brilliant fight, Lee.
Yeah, and a year and a half ago, back in the MMA gloves, as you said. I mean, like, how do you find the MMA gloves?
They're different from the normal, like the 8 ounces we've been using them, you know, like less protection, all that and everything. Like, so it's just, that's what we've been doing there now recently with pad work, stuff like that, and a bit small bit of sparring where I'm getting used to taking the shots and being able to cover properly with them. But yeah,
because they're smaller, do you have to make adjustments with your range and stuff like that?
With the range, no, not really. Just sort of when you're the technique with the hook wise and stuff like that, and everything when you're stepping in with your shots, because like compared to the normal boxing gloves, there isn't the protection on the side around your thumb and your wrist and stuff like that you have. So you really have to turn into the shots when you're throwing them, rather than, you know, like you can let them fly from the distance with the big boxing gloves. So you have to just make sure you're protected that way.
Ryan, another big fight for you next Saturday night.
Yeah, it's a big fight for me this time.
They're all big fights for you this time, aren't they?
Yeah, it's getting to the stage, you know, where there's no easy opponents for me. So I'll take them on my stride, like.
Another international opponent as well?
Yeah, another international. I don't really have much Irish opponents to fight at the moment, so every fight's going to be an international from this stage.
Do you know much about this guy on Saturday?
What's yeah, I've heard a lot about him. I've seen a couple of fights from him as well in the past. When I was an up and coming fighter at the start, I would have seen a couple of his earlier fights. Like, he's fought some big names, Danny McGowan, a couple of big Japs. He's number 13 as well in the world, so I'm really trying to prove myself this time against him.
Yeah, it's a big fight for you and so on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's another big fight, so we'll see how I get on.
And the atmosphere on Saturday night's going to be incredible as well, as it always is when all you guys fight.
Yeah, well, because with the local boys as well, you know, so like we get a big crowd. I'd sell a lot of tickets. Owen McCarthy would sell a lot of tickets, so we get a big draw that night.
Mac, this boy's becoming a superstar. Do you have to keep his feet in the gym? Feet in the ground in the gym, I should say.
No, Ryan wouldn't be getting the swell head at all. Sure, he wouldn't, Ryan. He wouldn't be like that. No, no.
He's gone very pink there.
No. If you understand, Ryan deserves everything he gets, you know. Trains hard when it comes to, you see him yourself when he's in the ring, goes in, does the business every time again. Be it Japs, English, Spanish this time, he's done it in France, in America, you know, like the young fella's only going to go higher and higher. So it's great to have him part of him, be part there with him, go along with it.
And Ryan, the boss man, Martin Horgan in the ring, Cage Kings fight for him as well, so it's great to have him training alongside you in a proper camp for him as well this time.
Yeah, well, like, this is my third time fighting on the same show as Martin now, so like, I remember his first time, I was only kind of getting started with fighting professional, and it was a class time to see him train properly. But then for the last show as well, I had a world title fight in that show, and to see him coming back, and he was really really sharp, really strong with his training. He trained really hard for the last fight, against his first fight against Aaron Brown. So he's fighting now this time on Cage Kings, which is going to be in his favour, I reckon, because Martin's a great boxer, as a lot of people would know. Like, I don't think anybody would like to trade with him. Personally, I wouldn't like to get a smack off him clean with those gloves. So hopefully this time he can do it. I've all the faith in him.
Yeah, and it's a full training camp from Mac as well. Have you noticed a difference in him this time around?
Yeah, definitely this time. Like, you see, like, running, fitness-wise, sparring, everything, like, everything's up the notch. Like Ryan said, getting the punches off him is bad enough in the 16-ounce gloves. I hope man to be the man taking them off in the 4-ounce gloves.
No, certainly not. Yeah. Who else do you have on the card that night from your place?
We have a fairly stacked card now, tell you the truth, from the undercard up. You know, we have a lot of the young fellas, Emil, Finn, Keane, Hurley, a lot of the young fellas coming through. And then we have Wayne Cambridge again in another...
He's never in a boring fight, anyway.
Oh, that's the thing about Wayne. You see his last two openings with Paddy Douglas. And now he has this one again against Liam McGill from Limerick, from Robin G's gym. Liam's another big, tough fighter that's going to look to come to bring it to Wayne. And, you know, like you said yourself, Wayne's never in a very boring fight or anything like that. So that's going to be another one that's really there to take the roof off Neptune.
It's a busy time for you as well, Matt, because 2 weeks after this, you're fighting in Manchester again.
Yeah, we have another Cage Kings in Manchester again. I'm fighting Mike Egan. He's a highly top-ranked English fighter, WBC champion and all that and everything as well. So over, hopefully do the business here and then straight off to Manchester 2 weeks later, March 4th, and do the business again.
No rest for the wicked, but as Martin says, if you put the work in, he'll keep you busy.
That's it, yeah. Martin's there's no doubt Martin will keep you busy, all right, if you have the interest. That's the thing. That's the best thing about him.
What's next for you after this fight, Ryan?
After I get this fight over and done with, I'm defending my ISK European title in Scotland on the 29th of April. And then after that, I'll be announcing another big fight, which is massive. And I reckon this will be the busiest year I'll have. The way it's looking, I've got another big fight against Daniel McGowan, who is regarded the number one foreigner in the world. I'm fighting him in August, so I'm really looking forward to that fight as well. So like, this year, I'd say I'll rack about six fights. Six high-level fights as well.
You're definitely being kept busy as well.
Yeah, I'll be kept on my toes all right this year.
Because that's what you want it as well, because it doesn't give you any kind of downtime or kind of time to step away from the gym, I guess.
Yeah, like, we're always kind of tipping over anyway. Even when we're not fighting, we're always there helping out the other lads fighting, because I reckon we're the busiest gym in the country by a country mile. So when one of us fight, we're back in the gym a week later. Well, we have to take a bit of time to rest up as well. Yeah. And we're just always helping each other, like, you know. We're not just a gym, we're more of a family, like, you know. We do a lot of things outside the gym together, but we're always in the gym, tipping away, keeping sharp. So that's why we fight so much.
Mackie, you've both fought internationally, you've fought all over the country. Is there something special about fighting in your own backyard in Neptune with that crowd, that audience?
Yeah, definitely. You know, like Ryan was saying there to start, you know, like, we sell a lot of tickets coming up to. So not only, like, when you have your family and friends at it, you see your work colleagues, other people that just come to cheer you on because they follow the actual sport itself. And, like, the intensity when you're coming out and you hear people just shouting for you and all that and everything really makes it worthwhile, and it's a great feeling, like, you know.
And Ryan, you fought in massive arenas across Europe as well. Like, is there something special about Neptune for you?
Neptune is, like, for me, it's amazing because you've got everything. You've got amazing fights. You've got the crowd. It's always electric. I've got a lot of support, like, from previous fights. So to bring a big crowd and hear everyone cheer you on, it's amazing. Like, you know, it really boosts you up in the middle of a fight. So Neptune Stadium is by far the best stadium to fight in Europe.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Saturday night, lads. Not going to wish you luck because you don't need it, but enjoy Saturday night, and I'll talk to you after you win.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Ron.
Enjoy those birthday cakes, Mac.
Thanks.